Google is unionizing. More than 200 workers at the tech giant have formed the Alphabet Workers Union to address pay, harassment, and other disputes. The creation of a union is rare for Silicon Valley and follows years of tensions between Google employees and executives. Let's bring in Ina Free, chief technology correspondent at Axios, for more. Hi, Ina.
Hey, Tanya.
So this new union is part of this growing activism at Google over several issues, including the handling of sexual misconduct allegations. Our listeners actually might remember back in 2018, more than 20,000 employees walked out in protest. What other grievances led to the decision to organize?
You know, I think this is the culmination of a bunch of different things. It's everything from the fact that Google has this notoriously two-tier workforce where some of its workers are highly paid full-time employees and a bunch are less paid, less protected contractors and temporary workers and vendors. That's been a big issue. Sexual harassment has been a big issue, as well as the types of business that Google does. So whether it's working with the military, a lot of concern around how Google employees, workers, how their work will be used and employees wanting to have a say. I do want to jump in and say, though, this is not a union in the sense that most people think of it. This is a minority union, meaning that it's just a couple hundred Google employees that have formed this. They won't be able to negotiate contracts or bargain directly with Google, though they will have dues for those that choose to participate, as well as full-time employees. So this is more a systematizing or making more formal some of the employee activism that's been going on, but it's not a union in the traditional sense that we tend to think of.
Right. Thank you for that clarification. It's a minority union, and it's largely developed in secret last year in partnership with the Communication Workers of America. As you said, they won't have collective bargaining rights, but the structure of this union means temporary employees can actually join, right? That's significant because contractors outnumber full-time employees at Google.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, the benefits of not being a majority union, the kind of union we think of, are that both contractors and full-time employees can join, and also management. So in a traditional labor union, if they were trying to negotiate for a contract, it would only apply to individual contributors, not people that manage other people. They're considered management. So there are a bunch of benefits, but it also means that the power of the union itself is significantly less.
Yeah, I mean, I just have a minute with you, but why do you think this is happening now, and what kind of impact could it have on Greater Silicon Valley? Will other media companies see a growing interest in unionizing?
You know, I think people will watch this closely, and I do think we might see similar minority unions at other tech companies. What I don't expect anytime soon is for the majority of employees at any one of these big tech companies to form a union and do collective bargaining. That type of stuff typically centers around pay, and pay is pretty good at tech companies. What I do think is there's discomfort on a bunch of levels throughout tech companies, but especially at Google, given their pervasiveness. And I do think workers want a greater say, and they're looking at this as one way of getting it.
That's Ina Free, chief technology correspondent at Axios. As always, thank you.
Thanks, Tanya.